This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KVPS.AM. Right now, we're joined by a very special guest, singer-songwriter Amelia Day. Hi, Amelia. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It was really nice to meet you at Pride, by the way. So, hi again.
Hi again. That was such a blast.
So, first question for the listeners, who is Amelia Day?
Oh, my goodness. I am a folk rock artist, originally from like south of Seattle, a little small town called Sumner. I'm currently based in Nashville, but my music is very, very lyrics focused, more so than anything. I've kind of begun to explore different genres outside of folk. Folk was kind of the core of everything, but with everything, I still try to keep that storytelling ethos that's common in folk music.
Kind of thinking about it too, your website says that your music is, quote, a folk rock powerhouse entering the conversation with mainstream like Sheryl Crow, Brandi Carlile, and Hozier. Is that how you would describe your music? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
My goodness, I hope to be in any kind of sphere with those artists. I really, really look up to all of them. But yeah, I've definitely been heading in more of like a 90s alternative rock kind of style lately. And I really, really look up to artists like Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, Tori Amos, like artists, female artists during that era that were really kind of breaking down the bounds of, you know, who's working in production, like different styles of lyricism that weren't necessarily as openly accepted by women songwriters, especially Sheryl Crow. She's a huge inspiration of mine because I think a lot of people forget that she really is a folk artist in a lot of ways, but also has a lot of that harder rock edge, just killer performer. Yeah, definitely very inspired by Brandi, who lives like literally 40 minutes from from my hometown, which is crazy. Yeah, so growing up in the same exact area. And then, yeah, Hozier is just, I think, the epitome of what folk rock music can do and how much it can resonate. Like, it's so sick to me that an artist who, like, I was an English major, so I'm a huge, like, literature nerd, and it's wild that, like, I'm pretty sure his last album was based around, like, the different circles of, like, Dante's Inferno, which is, like, you know, not super widely read by the general public, and yet his music still resonated with people in the mainstream, and I think that's, like, so, so admirable. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like a lot of Hozier's music too. You know, obviously Too Sweet, famous song.
Yeah.
Take Me to Church, classic. Wonderful. I think Nobody Soldier. I think that's the title of it. Nobody Soldier is a favorite of mine. And Nina Cried Power, I love that one too.
Yes, yes.
It's a great one.
Absolutely.
Incredible song to start. I think it was Wasteland Baby.
Yeah, I think
that was the first song in Wasteland, maybe. Since you mentioned artists like Sheryl Crow, Brandi Carlile, and yeah. Hozier, so they're inspirations for you, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So who else would you consider an inspiration?
So I listened to a ton of classic folk and classic rock growing up. My family was very Christian growing up, and ironically, like, isn't as much now. But at the time, like, we didn't listen to a lot of pop music, like, in the home. And so pretty much all the music that I had at my disposal was, like, these classic artists, like Creedence Clearwater Revival, Simon and Garfunkel, you got Queen, The Beatles, Elton John, Billy Joel. So, yeah, all of those artists, still some of my favorite musicians, and were huge inspirations for me growing up. But now I do, like, I listen to a lot of, like, contemporary folk artists. I love Madison Cunningham. She's, like, possibly one of my very favorite artists that's making music right now, and super, super underrated. She's a folk rock artist, one of, I think, the best songwriters of her generation. Like, just such a powerful lyricist. Super, like, she produces her own stuff. It's really, like, pretty groundbreaking arrangement stuff. Like, it's really, really interesting. And she's about to release a new album, so I'm very psyched about that. But I also listen to, like, some pop-funk stuff now, like Remy Wolf, Thundercat, Wolfpack, like just kind of all across the board now. So yeah, I would say everything's pretty rooted in that, like, you know, Fleetwood Mac kind of vibe, though.
I think I've heard of Fleetwood Mac. I recognize a lot of names, but I can't remember like who they are exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, there's a band I really like, the Gorillaz. They did a song with Thundercat. So when I heard Thundercat, I was like, okay.
Yes. Oh my God, love Gorillaz.
God, Gorillaz is so fun.
I also like a lot. I like some classic rock as well.
Nice.
One of my favorite artists, just because of how nostalgic it is for me, Bruce Springsteen. I think he's considered classic rock.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
I like a lot of his, because my parents both loved him, so I grew up with his music, and it's very nostalgic for me.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's an absolute legend. He's still performing and like going strong with it. I feel like he's doing like 3-hour shows too, which like,
wow,
that's insane for anyone of any age. But like, the man's like, I think he's in his mid-70s at this point. Like,
dang.
Like, it's impressive. He's still like built too. Like, it's crazy.
I love that. Honestly, I hope that's the vibe for me in the future.
Yes, 70
is still here, just
here.
Going.
Yeah.
Well, we did notice that you will be joining Madeline May on their one-man circus tour from October 15th through the rest of their tour. Are you excited for that? And do you maybe even have any other upcoming projects that you're excited about that you'll be going through maybe on tour or after that tour?
Oh my goodness, this is a great question. I am so, so excited. It really was something that, like, I feel incredibly lucky to be joining the tour. Like, I don't have a booking agent right now. I'm, you know, in talks with some, but like, a lot of the time when an opener is joining a tour, like, either their booking agent is connected with somebody or they're on the same label as somebody. Like, it's really hard to hop on unless you've done the cold outreach and stuff. But I just got an email in my inbox one day that was like, hey, like, this tour is happening from these dates to these dates, are you available and are you interested? And I was like, yeah, absolutely, what? Like, that's crazy. And then after, you know, some conversations back and forth, officially on the bill. And it's just, yeah, it's such a dream, because I both, like, Madeline is creating some really, really unique, interesting music that I don't think, like I can't really compare her stuff to like anyone else's. Like, she's kind of breaking a whole new ground with the stuff that she's doing. And our stuff is like quite different, but I think there's enough overlap that, like, I mean, I just get to be, you know, hanging out on a sick tour and like get to show my music in front of like new larger audiences that I think will vibe with my stuff like every night. And I didn't have to like book any of this, and I didn't have to like plan logistics for any of it. I'm like, this is just the dream, you know? And so super excited about that. It's just gonna be like me and my Subaru like just driving all around the country. So that's gonna be fun. And then after that, I haven't announced it yet, but I am going to be going on a headlining West Coast tour, which I'm really psyched about. And so full band for that. I've got pretty much all the details nailed down. There's a couple of things that are still kind of in flux, but I'm gonna be announcing that in the next like 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm really, really, really looking forward to that, because it's the first time, first time I'll have been doing like a fully like just me headlining tour with the full band. Because I've done a West Coast tour before, but that was like just solo acoustic, like only me, just at, you know, whatever tiny places I could get a gig at, you know. And this is more like legit, like 200 300 cap venues and full band stuff. So I'm very, very psyched about that.
I love that.
Lots of new music too.
Oh yeah, 100%. For a quick reset, for anyone who's just tuning in, we are talking to singer-songwriter Amelia Day on Summer Sound on AM 1450 KBPS.AM. Here we are with our next question.
So you have your headlining tour coming up. That should be what fans are looking for. And you said more songs?
Yes, more songs coming out. I am in the midst of like preparing for a whole like wave of releases, which is super exciting, because like I only released like one song last year, because I was focusing more on like the live sphere, on writing, all that stuff. Oh, sorry. This coffee is still setting in.
You are all good.
But yeah, I am going to be starting to release songs off of my next EP project, and just like a bunch of singles back to back to back. And then that EP is going to be part of a larger album that I'm working on right now. To be titled, to be announced, all that stuff. But I've never released a full album before. Only just, you know, smaller EPs. I've got a couple of EPs out. This next project, just a 6 to 7 song EP. I'm really excited to tackle, like, I think it's really important for EPs and longer albums to really be a cohesive story, a cohesive project. I do feel like there's a lot of artists kind of in the streaming economy are really focusing on, like, you know, just a collection of singles, you know, but I really love the idea of people going out and like purchasing the full album, the full vinyl, and then listening through everything as one kind of narrative back to back to back. And so I'm excited to structure something that tells that longer story in a longer format. Like, there's so much more to do. So I'm psyched about that. It's my first one.
Yeah, I think both, you know, releasing a lot of singles and the whole albums, they both have their place. They're both great in their own right. I mean, I've been recently trying to get into listening to full albums and seeing how I think of them. But it's also cool just having singles that are just, ours really put everything into that single and made it really great.
So how important is feedback to you about your music, and how important is it to grow as a performer?
So important, so necessary. I'm very self-critical with performances and stuff, and so it's really, really helpful to have people around me who are just honest with how things went, whether it was, you know, not my best performance or, like, better than I'm thinking in my head, or, you know, what things were impactful, what things could have been improved, because, like, it's the most important thing to me is, like, I don't want to just be stagnating each year. Like, I want where I'm at right now as a performer to be like not even close to where I'm at as a performer 2 years from now. You know, I want to always be growing and improving and evolving also in style. Like, you know, I might get to a point where I'm like incredibly satisfied with where I'm at as a performer in whatever genre of music that I'm more leaning into at a certain point, but I don't want to just be, you know, just sticking in that because, oh, it's working. It's, you know, what I'm comfortable with. Like, I just kind of want to follow whatever I'm most interested in writing at the moment. But yeah, I really value having people around me that will just tell me stuff like it is, even though it is sometimes harder to have that. It is nice to have those yes men who are like, oh yeah, that's great with everything. But it doesn't, you know, really mean anything as much as those people who will be, you know, critical and honest when needed. But, like, when they do give a compliment, when they do say, hey, like, that opening was just perfect. I love the way that you, like, interacted with the audience on this one thing, whatever it may be. It's like, oh, you actually genuinely mean that. Like, you're not trying to just say that just to be nice and you know, not to just to appease people, but like, oh, you mean that. Like, that means so much more. So on both sides, it's super helpful. And I have a lot of people like that in my life, which is great.
This reminds me, when I'd first, it was Pride when I'd met you, Pride PDX. And I was out, and then I heard you starting to sing, your cover of Jolene. And then I walked to the stage. I'm like, okay, this girl's got some voice. And I was like, you know what? This is the moment. Honestly, you're like, your voice is so good. Honestly, now I love Dolly, but I think it's a little, you're a little bit better than Dolly. I won't lie.
Oh my God. That is the biggest compliment I could possibly receive. Oh my goodness.
Because like, when I heard your voice, I was like, oh, we need that. Oh, we need to talk to that. And so I'm really glad to know that the voice, you are a very kind person, and the voice, you're just an awesome person in general. So I just thought
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I was really nervous too. My boyfriend was like, hey, you should go do it. And I said,
yeah,
I'm nervous. And then I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to even get a chance to see her. And then I see you off to the side. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go now.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. You're also
not
like,
not many people would be comfortable enough doing that. And it really is like, no one's gonna be like as an artist, like, uncomfortable with somebody doing that, or like, or if they are, then that's on them, you know? like that's just super cool.
Yeah, because at first I was really nervous, and I'm like, okay, I could do this. And then once we started talking, I'm like, oh, she's so nice.
Oh, thank you.
So how can people support you and maybe some upcoming projects or events?
Oh my goodness. So you guys are you guys in Portland?
Yes, we are. We are based in Portland.
Very cool. I do have a Portland show coming up. Not for a little bit, but it's going to be December 11th, I believe, at the White Eagle. And I do need to figure out whether it's all ages or not. I'm just thinking about that. I will need to look into that. But aside from that, aside from like the live stuff, I have a lot of new music coming out very soon. I've got a song coming out in, I guess it's like a week and a half now. It's coming out on the 22nd, and that's it's a song called Lady Los Angeles. It's going to be the start of the whole release cycle for the new EP. I am so proud of this EP. I don't think I've ever had such a cohesive vision for a project, both visually, conceptually. Like, this is, I genuinely think, like, each song on the project, like, really has potential to gain that traction, to resonate with people. Like, I am so happy. It's the first time I'm, like, doing, like, I'm executive producing, like, a lot of these songs, which is a new kind of space for me to occupy, and I love that stuff. Almost even, I wouldn't say more than songwriting, but I've found that I'm really, really passionate about that. I feel like it's part of the writing process, almost like how you arrange the instrumentation behind whatever story you're trying to tell. And so just, yeah, as a project as a whole, graphically, sonically, everything, like, I feel like it's the most cohesive thing that I'll have put out so far. And I just, like, I've just been so excited to share it. So yeah, it's gonna be like pretty much a single every like 6 to 8 weeks, starting from Lady Los Angeles. Just pop, 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 back to back.
That's awesome. If for whatever reason, maybe I can give you my teacher's contact, but if before or after that show, at any point, if you're still in Oregon, maybe you could always stop by the radio station. We could do like
that
a little.
Could be so fun.
Yeah, we could do like a before or after little interview. You could even, like, if you stop by, you could probably play a song or two on air. But yeah, we'd always love to have you.
I love that idea.
You won't be able to see me because I did just graduate, but I will make sure you're in good hands with Patterson. thank you so much. Now, our last question here, it is super important, and we ask this to everybody, 100%. Now, do you prefer tacos or burritos?
Oh, this is where we're getting into the controversial stuff. This is, I don't know if I can be on the record.
Very important.
Very.
100% tacos.
Life on the line here.
I love burritos.
Oh my God. Burritos.
I do love burritos, but like nothing beats like classic, just like tacos straight from the taco truck. You've got like, you know, you got a little sprinkling of like the cilantro. You got some lime squeeze over it. Like the like.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hate to say it.
This is why you're so good. This is why we love Amelia. Tacos are just a bit better, you guys. I've been saying this forever.
Not work my KBPS anymore.
yeah, this might be kidding. The end. This might be the end.
But thank you. That's a wrap on today's interview. Again, that was Amelia Day. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
We have been speaking with singer-songwriter Amelia Day. This is Summer Sound Live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Thanks for listening.